In the Italian Renaissance, the humanists practiced the ancient art of ekphrasis, where one artistic form was used to emulate another artistic form, usually painting and poetry, through which a poet might describe an experience or an object, and a painter would then express it through his medium on a canvas. I like to imagine that a storytelling approach to the night sky leans into this same practice of seeking artistic ways to express the motions of the planets and the mysteries of the stars. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is The Storyteller's Night Sky. The Italian Renaissance painter Sandro Botticelli worked in Florence at the Medici court, where Cosimo de' Medici had established his Platonic Academy. One of Botticelli's contemporaries at the court was the classical scholar and poet Poliziano. Now, at least two of Botticelli's most famous works seem to result from his striving to express through painting what Poliziano was writing in poetry, including the painting of Venus and Mars. I love this image, especially this week when Venus and Mars are in the evening sky on opposite sides of the Beehive Cluster at the center of the constellation Cancer. In Botticelli's painting, Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, looks over at her lover Mars, god of war. She's alert and dignified, while he's completely undone and sleeping. Childish satyrs play around them, and a hive of wasps buzzes near his head, all of it reminiscent of what's happening in the sky right now. Now, it's assumed by art historians that this picture was painted in celebration of a marriage, and since June is one of the most popular months for weddings, it might be handy to know about this work of art, while Venus and Mars strike a Botticelli pose in the evening sky. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.